弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all.
啊，感谢神和众弟兄姊妹给我再一次给我在话语上侍奉的机会。
Praise the Lord. I do have an opportunity here to share with you with God's words again.
讲道对我来说其实就是一个不断学习的一个过程。
To me, preaching is a continuous learning experience to me.
我要学习怎样去倾听神的话语。
I need to learn how to be close to God's word.
我也要学习对神的计划和他的作为更加的敏锐。
I need to be sensitive with God's plan and His guidance.
我想更重要的是我要学习怎么样来顺服神的带领。
The more importantly, I need to submit His divine leading.
好了，我愿我们大家你我在从今天的正道当中我们都能够有所得着。
May we all learn and receive and be satisfied with today's sharing.
其实今天对主爱之家来说今天是一个很特别的日子。
Actually, today is an important day to the house of Christ's love.
我不知道大家知不知道今天是一个什么样特别的。
I wonder, do you know what's the day today to this church?
那如果不是很精确的说其实今天可以讲是我们主爱之家两岁的生日。
If roughly speaking, today is our second birthday of the church.
如果大家记得的话，我们主爱之家的第一个主日是2011年的1月2号。
If you remember, our very first Sunday service began at January 1st, 2010.
那我们今年是2012年的最后一个主日，所以我说是主爱之家两岁的生日。
And today is we consider the last Sunday of 2012, and therefore I will consider today as our second birthday.
那主爱在过去两年当中，主爱之家这个名字一直提醒我，我们主爱之家不单单只是一个教会，它也是我们的家。
The name, the House of Christ's Love, not only remind us this is a church, but more so to me, I realize this is a family.
那我想让主爱之家成为我们每一位弟兄姐妹的家，也是我们当时将教会命名为主爱之家的一个初衷。
It is our hope and intent that this church will become the family, the home of all of us.
我想其实圣经也一直教导我们，教会本是属神的子民的家。
Indeed, from the scripture, God told us that the church is the house for all his children.
那在旧约的时候神的会幕就设立在以色列民的当中。
In the Old Testament, the tabernacle was established and being settled in the midst of his people.
那在新约以弗所书第二章18到19节这样说道，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
It's printed in your bulletin, from the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18 to 19. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household.
好，那在提摩太前书的第三章十五节又更加清晰地提到，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15, If I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
那可见从这两节经文中我们可以看到教会其实和家有许多相似的地方。
And therefore from these two passages, we realize church and house actually share a lot of common characteristics.
那我们这群蒙恩得救的信徒在教会里就好像浪子又回到了天父的家中。
And we, those people who now be saved by the Lord, when we come to church, it's just like prodigal son return back to the household.
那今天我就想从家庭的这个角度来探讨一下教会是神的家的这样的一个比喻，好让我们可以有 更加美好更加合神心意的教会生活。
And today I would like to ponder upon the aspect of what this church adds from the perspective of a home.
好，那那个有没有投影？
Yes.
Okay. 好，那我今天想讲的第一，那我们的家庭生活，就是我们在家庭生活当中，我们要认识我们家中的家长。
First of all, when we are in a house of the church, we must realize who is the head of the household.
啊，那在啊中国大陆啊，我们每一个家庭都有一本非常特殊的小册子，我们把它叫做户籍册或者户籍本。
In mainland China, we all kept a very special booklet. We consider as the legal documentation of the household.
啊我想年纪大一点的弟兄姐妹可能如果知道的话，这其实是很重要的一本小册子。
Some of you who are aged, you will know what is the significance of this booklet.
那在户籍本的它的第一栏就是写的就是家长或者是户主名。
In the beginning, the first page of this booklet indicate who is the head of the household.
那一切关乎于整个家庭的这样的一些事务都必须要经过那一家的家长的同意才能够完成。
All the business and the process regarding to this household must be approved by the head of the household, indicate on, in the front page.
那记得几年前我有机会带着家人小孩一起回中国去探望在国内的家人。
I remember a few years back, I was able to brought my family back to China to visit my family there.
可能因为我们离家的时间已经蛮久远，而且又带着才一岁多的女儿，所以尽管家人对我们的招待是非常的热情周到，但是我们还是感到有很多的一些不方便。
Perhaps because we have left China for quite a long time, so even though we are going back home, we still feel there is a quite uneasiness of living in the house there.
那这些的不方便的地方可能是房间的一些布置或者是一些家具的一些选择。
Some inconvenience or uneasiness may be perhaps due to the arrangement of the furnitures and the living style.
但是尽管我们感到有这么多的不方便，但是我们从来没有想过说我们要按照我们自己的意思去改变家里的布置或者改变家具的摆设。
Even though we feel quite unease or inconvenient, we never cross our mind that we should change any of the arrangement of the furniture or the lifestyle there.
我想因为原因很简单，因为我们知道我们已经不是那一家的一家之长。
The reason is simple, because we no longer are considered the head of the household there.
那我想其实在美国也是同样的。
Same thing in America.
如果大家记得的话，在很多年以前，我们经常会接到各式各样的推销的电话。
Perhaps you all experiences that many times you receive telemarketing calls.
那些推销员、销售员，他们真的是非常的尽责，他们不厌其烦的向我们推荐他们的产品或他们的服务。
Those telemarketing person, they have done their best and they tried their best to promote the product they are trying to sell to you.
但是在每次他们推销之前，他都会说一句话说，你是不是我能不能和家里的户主通话。
However, before they begin to give their sales pitch, they must ask the first words is that, are you the head of the household?
因为他们非常清楚，只有户主才能够为这个家庭做出决定。
Because they all know full well that only the head of household can make any decision for the family.
那后来为了避免在上班的时间和这些锲而不舍的电话销售员纠缠，我太太就索性告诉他说，家里的户主不在家。
So in order to avoid and try to ignore all the frequent telemarketing calls, my wife finally told them the head of the household is not home right now.
那我想我们作为神的儿女，如果我们有一本这样的户籍本的话，那神就是这户籍本上的家长。
Then we consider if we do all keep a booklet of such legal document to ourselves, I wonder who is the head of the household. Should it be God?
Yeah, 是主，因为教会本是用他独生爱子的血宝血所赎买。
Because the church has been redeemed and by the blood of His Son Jesus Christ.
而且神不单是这个户籍册上的户主，他也是在凡事上居首位的。
God is not only the head of the household, He is also the Lord of all.
自从六年多前我升级做了父亲以后，就有很多人问我，在你们的小家里面谁是老大？
Ever since I have been promoted to become a father 6 years ago, many people ask me, who is the head of the household in your family?
那我总是回答说，最大的老大以前是 Hannah, 现在是 Kayla。我太太排第二，我排第三。
I often reply, well, my daughter used to, the head of the household, the number one used to be Hannah, who is the first daughter, but now it's Kayla, who is the first. And my wife will consider second, I will be number three.
我想其实这样的答案的话，大家都不会觉得陌生，也就是非常明显，显然的。
I believe such answer won't be unfamiliar to you.
自从我们有了孩子以后，我发现我们的想法，我们的生活都变得以排位于第一的孩子为中心。
Oftentimes, once we have a child, oftentimes the entire family center around the youngest.
那有时候我们担心小孩子小 baby 晚上会饿到，没问题，妈妈做妈妈的总会想办法半夜起来喂他。
What happened if the baby gets hungry at night? No problem, the mother will wake up at night to feed the baby.
哪怕第二天妈妈还要上班。
Not even mentioned the mother needs to go to work the second day.
那孩子放学以后如果有课外活动也没问题，爸爸一定会提早回到家来做一个称职的司机。
What happened if the child needs a ride for after school activity?No problem. The father will be the chauffeur after school.
那在周末的时候，孩子有表演、有演出、有比赛，那更没有问题，全家都可以一起出动。
What happened? There will be weekend activities such as a concert and recitals. No problem. The entire family will be chauffeur for the child.
可见在我们个人的生活当中，如果我们能明确谁是家中居首位的，我们的生活自然就会围绕这句首位的来运作。
And therefore, as long as we can recognize who is the head and center of the household, the entire family will center around this person.
那我想在我们的教会生活当中，其实也理当如此。
Indeed, when we consider our church life, we should consider the same way as well.
我刚才提到说，神是神国户籍册上的大家长，是居首位的。
As I mentioned before, God is supposed to be the head of the household in our legal document for our family booklet.
那也就是说，那我们在，因此我们在教会的一切事工上，我们应该要以神国为念。
And therefore, all the ministries, all the activities in the church should be centered around God.
那何谓以神国为念呢？
And what does it mean to be mindful and centered around God?
那我想从大处上讲，就是我们的一切计划，我们一切的安排，都是基于从神而来的意向。
Which means whatever we plan, whatever we decide to do, must according to the vision of God's will.
而不是根据我们个人的喜好，或者经验，或者是习惯。
Not according to our own liking and according to our own custom to.
那这是从小处来讲，就是我们在凡事上要以神国的利益为最高最重要的考量。
And when we focusing on details, we also consider everything should be we should treat God as our first priority on everything we do.
对于我们在 IBM 工作或在职场拼搏的人来说，好像升级是大家都很梦寐以求的一件事情。
To us professionals or whoever in the workforce, many of us are always dream to be promoted.
但是今年年初的时候，有位弟兄给我这样分享。
And however, in the beginning of this year, a brother shared this to me.
他告诉我说，他告诉他的老板说，你不要升我的级，因为我星期五，我在星期天。我在教会有负担，有责任。
This brother told his manager, say, please do not promote me because I have responsibility on Friday to Sunday at church.
我那段时间我没有办法能够关注工作上的事情。
I will have no time left to focus my mind for the work.
我想升级固然是好的事情。
Indeed, to be promoted is something good.
但是和神国的好处相比，在这位的弟兄的眼中就显得不那么重要。
However, when you compare to the kingdom of God, it no longer being treated valuable.
那我想跟大家分享的第二点就是我们在家中我们要遵守家中的长幼次序。
The second point that I would like to share is that we should obey the order of seniority in the family.
我想我们大家可能都听过有一句这样的俗语叫做长兄为父。
And oftentimes there is an old Chinese saying that the oldest brother is almost like a father in the family.
而且告诉我们说在一个家庭当中年长的有看顾年幼的责任而年幼的也应听从和顺服年长的。
That means the eldest have a responsibility of leading and guiding the younger ones, and the younger ones need to submit and follow the elder one.
我刚才看到 Frank 已经点了点头。
I saw Frank just knock his head.
Justin 好像有点不服气。
Justin doesn't feel good.
我想在永生神的家中，我们更是要不但在家庭是这样，我们在永生神的家中更是要遵守长幼的次序。
Not only we should do such respect in the family, we should do more so in the family of God.
你想在神的家中，我们弟兄姊妹，我们来自不同的背景，有不同的喜好，有不同的习气。是想若不遵守长幼次序，那是多么混乱的一个情形。
As we come to this church, we all come from different backgrounds, different cultures, and different likings. If we don't follow such order, can you imagine the chaos we may create as we all come together?
那我看到一个这样的一个新闻说，在英国的有一个肿瘤的研究所，他们的研究人员发现，在有机体里面有一种很有趣的一种特质或特性。
A research report I read from a Great Britain tumor research center, they have done a study regarding to how a tumor come about.
他们发现说，在这个有机体中的每一个细胞，他们并不是独立为单位，各行其事。
When they have done the study, they realized that cells in an organism does not operate independently.
那他这些所有的这些细胞，他们都服从于一种普通约束的，都服从于一种普通约束的势力之下。
And actually, many cells were under the constraint of particular force.
尽管我们大家对这种约束的这种势力，大家的知识还很有限。
And yet, we still have very limited knowledge regarding to how the cells were constrained by the authority of this particular force.
但是也正是因为有这种势力的限制，细胞的生长都能够保持平衡的一个速度。
And however, because of this constrained force, they govern the cells how they grow, and therefore they all grow in a proper pace together as an organism.
那肿瘤之所以产生，就是因为有一些细胞它脱离了这些势力的管制，而导致反常的一种发育。
And the reason why tumors start to form and start to grow is because many cells broke away from the governing force to be constrained.
那可见我们在家中我们要有次序，我们要有一定的次序，才能不会一种混乱的结果。
And therefore, when we apply to God's family, we all need such constraint and authority in order to keep everything in order.
那我们知道神的仆人都带有属灵的权柄。
As we know, God's servant carries sovereign authority.
那这样的权柄不是基于他的年龄，也不是他的社会地位，甚至也不是基于神所赐给他的恩赐。
The authority of God's servant does not come from his ability, his social status, his age.
而是基于他属灵的一个身量，也是他属灵生命自然而然结出的果子。
Not even his gifts from God, but rather the maturity in the Lord and the fruit bear in God's guidance.
那神的仆人不可轻看，因为轻看神的仆人他的背后往往是轻看了神的权柄 和神的约束。
And therefore, we should not despise any God's servant or disrespect any God's servant because they do carry some divine power, ordained by the Lord.
当我们轻看，如果我们轻看神的权柄和神的约束的时候，最终带来的就会是神严厉的审判。
If we despise God's constraint and God's ordination, then we despise God's authority, and then we will lead ourselves into the consequence of punishment.
好，那第三点我想跟大家分享的就是，我们在家中我们要经营美好的家庭关系。
And thirdly, we need to cultivate a good relationship in the family.
我们都很熟悉，世人对家庭、对家都有许多非常美好的一些描写。
We all have beautiful description regarding to the relationship in a worldly family.
有些人说家是一个宁静的港湾，是一个可以让人休憩、重新得力的地方。
Many people say a family just like a peaceful harbor where you can find rest.
那也有人说家是你在感到寒冷的时候，你心中的那一丝温暖，也是你在困境当中，你心里还有的那一丝盼望。
Or people say family is a place where you can find warmth in the cold weather or find hope in a desperation.
那在家中我们不但有父母的爱，我们也有弟兄姊妹之间的爱。
In a family, not only we can receive and enjoy the love from the parents, we can also enjoy the love among brothers and sisters.
那在我们家老二 K 了，出生以前，太太和我就像即将要做姐姐的老大灌输了很多要爱护妹妹的观念。
Before my younger daughter Kayla was born, I and my wife talked to my older daughter about how you should love your sister.
以至于我们说的如此之多，以至于有一天老大就向我们抱怨说，他觉得他自己都快变得要像摩西的姐姐米利安一样。
As we continue to indoctrinate the thought of how to love the younger sister, to a point, my older daughter complained that you have been teaching me to a point I almost like Marian in the Old Testament, like Moses' sister.
只不过 Kayla 是个妹妹，而不是像摩西一样的是个弟弟。
The only difference is that Kayla is a female. It's a daughter, not like Moses, who is a brother.
那我们都记得在约翰福音里记载了主耶稣在他即将要离开门徒被钉在十字架的前夜，他赐给了他的门徒一条新的命令。
As we remember what Jesus taught his disciples the night before he was betrayed in the Gospel of John.
那这条新命令说，乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们要怎样相爱。
He gave them a new commitment that you should love one another just like how I have loved you.
我想我们不论是做父母的还是做儿女的，我们都有过这样的生活经历。
I believe not all of us, not only we are considered we are children or when we became parents, we all have experienced something like this.
那就在我们和家人分别的时候，父母总是把最最紧要的话语一遍一遍的向儿女们叮嘱。
That whenever the family member is about to depart, the parents always try to remind their children the most important things they ought to remember.
那我们不难想象，在主耶稣被钉十字架的前夜所赐下这条新命令是何等的紧要，何等的宝贵。
And therefore, it is not hard for us to imagine how important this new commitment is that we need to remember from our Lord.
我想在家中，我们都可以卸下我们的面具，和我们的家人一起分享真实的自己。
I believe family should be a place we feel free and we don't need to put up the mask and we should treat each other with true self.
可是我们有时候在神的家中，我们却常常不敢向主内的家人敞开我们自己的心。
However, in a church setting, oftentimes we are afraid to open ourselves up to one another.
因为我们很担心自己的困难或者自己的问题很快就会成为 Poughkeepsie 华人茶余饭后的话题。
Because we are all afraid, all when we share our own difficulties or our own weakness, it may soon become the talk about in the town.
好了，我就不止的一次的有听到一些未信主的朋友或者同事啊问我说，听说你们教会的某某人如何如何。
And oftentimes I heard some non-believer friend will talk to me, say, hey, I have heard something about so-and-so in your church. He has done or she has done something.
在那样的时候我真的是有些手足无措，我不知道该如何去应对才好。
And all of a sudden I become speechless. I do not know how to react to his words.
那有弟兄曾经和我分享过，他说不论是在自己的小家还是在永生神的大家，一个健康美好的关系至关重要。
And a brother shared this to me. This is ultimate most important thing is that we need to have a good relationship, no matter it's in God's small family here or the eternal home.
我每一个人，我们的生命都不是孤立的，而是与周遭的人有各式各样的联系。
None of us live independently. We all need one another. We all need to be connected with one another.
如果我们想要用我们的生命来影响其他的生命，那我们就必须要保持良好的、健康的关系。
If we wish to influence others with our own life, we need to keep a good relationship with others.
多少时候撒旦对教会、对信徒的攻击其实就是从关系的破坏开始。
And oftentimes, Satan attacked the church starting with the relationship, within the church.
我想这样的例子我们其实真的是听的实在是太多了。
And we have heard this so many times.
我想提醒大家，在神的家中，弟兄姊妹之间美好的关系不是想当然就可以得到的。
And good relationship in a church doesn't mean, does not happen if we just, of our wishful thinking.
就像我刚还没有快要结婚的时候，以前的过来人就对我说，好像就像夫妻的关系一样，你要经营这样的关系。
Just like before I get married, people say to me, you need to manage the relationship after you get married.
那我想我们在神的家中，我们弟兄姐妹这种美好的关系也需要我们一起的经营和维护。
Same thing apply to God's family. We all need to manage this relationship.
我想我们不单要学习怎样去做一个好的倾听者。
Not only we need to become a good listener.
我觉得很重要的，我们要学习去关心、去爱护每一个向我们敞开了心的神家中的一员。
And we also need to pull our heart and try to love and care for those who speak to us.
那我今天要想给大家分享的第四点，就是要担当家庭的责任。
The fourth point is that we all need to share the burden and the responsibility in a family.
不知道大家有没有这样类似的经历？当我们去朋友家做客的时候，如果我们看到别人的家中一尘不染，各样的事情都安排得井井有条，那我们就会知道，在这个家中一定有一个尽职的太太。
I wonder you have such experience or not. Sometimes when you go to someone's house, you find out the entire house was so clean, spotless, and then you can imagine there must be a good housewife, in the family.
有时候我们到人家家里，看见人家的家里被装修，修饰一新，那我们就知道这个家里很有可能有一个能干的先生。
Or if you go to someone's house, you find out some brand new, new addition and a beautiful, room being decorated, then you will know the house must have a handyman.
如果你要是在人家家中看到有各样的奖状或者奖杯的话，你就知道说不用讲，这个家里一定有很出色的儿女。
If you go to walk into a house and you see full of medals and awards, then you will realize the house must have a set of outstanding children.
那可见在每一个家庭当中，每个人他都有不同的责任，都担当不同，扮演不同的角色。
And therefore, in a family, there are different members. They all take upon different type of responsibilities.
那自从我们家有了老大以后，太太和我觉得家里的家务事一下多了许多。
And after we have our first child, all of a sudden, my wife and I feel that we are burdened with many houseworks.
那现在有了老二，尽管他是一个乖巧、令人省心的孩子， 但我们觉得还是感到有些不是很负荷。
And now we have our second child. Even she was very quiet and she was very well behaved. We still feel, it's hard to manage our life.
我们都知道美国是一个讲究高效率快速运作的这样的一个社会。
As we know, America is a society that we focusing on efficiencies.
我想在这样的社会当中，我们大家都或多或少的会感受到要担当家庭责任的这个压力。
And all of a sudden, we all feel there's a burden to work for the family.
很多时候我们无暇顾及家中的责任，我们就只有任由桌上的灰尘堆积的更多。
And we have no time to take care of the family matters, and oftentimes we just let it go, and our house become dusty.
And 地上的各样的杂物也堆得更加的凌乱。
And floors and tables were full of junk.
那去年秋天我有带我们家老大 Hannah 去 Virginia 参加 TC 弟兄和 Cassie 姊妹他们儿子 Tim 的婚礼。
I remember last year I brought my daughter TC's son's wedding.
因为我们担心路途的
Washington DC.
我们担心路途的交通会拥挤，而且我们担心开车的疲劳，所以我们决定提前一天动身。
We worry about the traffic. There might be traffic jam to Washington DC, and therefore we took off a night before.
因此我们需要在外面的旅馆要住两晚。
And therefore we need to stay in hotel for two nights.
那在旅馆的晚上 ，Hannah 表现得非常的兴奋。
And at night when we were in hotel, Hannah was so excited.
在婚礼结束后的第二天我们要离开住宿的旅馆的时候 Hannah 又非常的觉得非常的念念不舍。
And after the second night when we are about to depart, Hannah was kind of sad and she does not want to leave the hotel.
我很好奇地问她为什么，我问她说难道你不想早点回家看到妈妈吗？
And I questioned her why, don't you miss your mom?
Hannah 跟我说，她说哎呀我实在是太喜欢住 hotel 了。
And Hannah said, "Oh, I love hotels so much."
我在旅馆里面什么都不用做，就有人把房间收拾得整整齐齐、干干净净。
Hotel is a place with no worry. I don't need to clean up the room, and someone will come and tidy up the room.
早上起来的时候还有人可以把早餐送到房间里。
And every morning when I wake up, someone will deliver breakfast to me.
吃完了也不用洗餐具，把它摆在门口就好。
And after eating, we don't even need to take care of the silverware. We just put them in front of the doorway.
不像在家里，爸爸妈妈还有奶奶老是盯着我，要我收拾地上的玩具和桌子上的书本。比起来，真是在旅馆里真是轻松太多了。
It's not like home where my grandma or my parents keep on nagging me and looking after me, ask me to pick up toys and tidy up my rooms.
更不用说在旅馆里面，我们还有很多好看的电视节目。还有好玩的室内的游泳池。
Not to mention there are good TV shows in the hotel and good indoor swimming pool.
这在家里都是没有的。
There is none like those in the house.
有时候我们觉得小孩子的话好像听起来是很幼稚。
And sometimes we feel their words are so childish.
但是你如果仔细的想一想，你会发现好像也不是没有一点点道理。
And however, if you ponder carefully, they actually deliver some truth.
我曾经因为各种各样的原因，我也去过不少的一些教会。
Through different reasons, I have attended different churches before.
那其中大部分的这些教会我大概都是去一两个主日聚会这样的短期的一个拜访。
And many churches I went as a visitor.
很奇妙的是这些教会往往都给我留下了非常美好的印象。
Most likely, I got a pretty good impression of the churches I visited.
因为你听不熟悉的牧师讲道，你总是感觉非常的新鲜有趣。
And as I listen to different preachers preach, I feel a sense of freshness, and I feel very interested of their sermons.
而且因为不用服侍，所以你可以很舒舒服服地坐在那个地方，你可以好好的听讲道，你也不用担心这个星期的周报预备好了没有，音响是不是工作，小孩子的敬拜有没有人去照看。
Because I do not need to serve, I don't need to type up the bulletin, I don't need to take care of children's Sunday schools, I can just sit there and relax and just enjoy the sermon.
更重要的是我发现 那教会里的人都非常的友好，对我热情有加。
And all of a sudden, I feel everyone in church are so warm, so kind, and so friendly to me.
啊，那甚至于包括吃午餐的时候，那些分午餐的弟兄姐妹，不管我吃不吃得下，也要多舀一勺给我。
And when I try to, get lunch in those churches, I find out they are all so kind and try to give me a lot of food, even though I couldn't finish them.
哦，所以一句话讲啊，做客人的感觉就是好。
And all in a nutshell, it's great to be a guest.
哦，但是相反的，我们在我们自己家中，我们有时候很容易就发现有些不尽如人意的地方。
However, on the other hand, when we come to our own house, oftentimes we feel there are so many shortcomings in the house.
为什么我们觉得有时候我们会觉得，哎，为什么教会的 program 这么少？啊，小组好像也很 boring， 好像教会的人数好像也没有什么增长。
And all of a sudden, when we come to our own home church, we feel there's not enough programs, and sometimes the cell group is not interesting. And how come there are so few attendance?Happening on Sunday.
那我想其实对任何一个神的家有这样或者是那样的一些欠缺，其实并不是可怕的事情。
And though I don't feel this is anything terrible when someone feels like this, regarding to his own home church.
我甚至有时候想，神可能也不愿意看到他的儿女在一些属灵的事情上过于满足而失去那种紧迫感。
I oftentimes feel God does not want his children feel at ease of the current condition and feel satisfied. There is no need to be improved.
那讲到这个地方，我想再和大家分享一件在我们家中发生的一件小事情。
I would like to share another small incidents happened in my house.
那不久前的一个晚上。我上楼下房间去取一样东西。
Not too long ago, I went to upstairs of my house and tried to get something from my room.
那我就看见房门口很奇怪的就放了一个大的洗衣篮。
And all of a sudden, I found out there is a laundry basket just placed in front of the room.
那我因为担心会有人会因此而绊倒，我下到楼下去以后，我就告诉太太说，我说我在楼上的房间门口看见一只洗衣篮。你上去一定要小心，别摔倒。
Then I worried that someone might be tripped over by the laundry basket, and therefore I went downstairs, told my wife, "Please be careful. There is a laundry basket placed in front of the door. Make sure you remove it so no one could trip over."
我本以为我太太会很感谢我的提醒。
I thought my wife will show appreciation to my warning to her.
不曾想他对我说，如果我是你的话，我就会把它收好放回房间里。
Little did I know, my wife said, if I were you, I would put the laundry basket away right away.
尽管我对我太太这句话很不以为然，而且直到今天我还保留我的意见。
Even up today, I feel a little bit offended by my wife's words.
但是他也提醒我，其实在神的家中，我们仅仅看见了有欠缺，看到有需要，其实不够。
And actually, she has reminded me that in God's family, sometimes when we not only spot something considered as a shortcoming in a church,
我们还需要借着祷告和行动来担负起家庭的责任。
Finding out shortcoming is not enough. We also need to pray and have action and reaction to help out the situation.
那我记得以前钟向天牧师在我们教会中讲道讲得很好，他说主爱之家是我们每一位弟兄姊妹的家。
I remember Pastor Zhong has preached here and he mentioned something that's something wonderful that which stick in my mind. He said the house of Christ's love is a family to all of us.
如果你第一次来到主爱之家，你是客人。
When you come to this place the first time, you are a guest.
那你第二次来主爱之家，你就成了家里人。
However, the second time when you are here, you are considered a family member.
那如果我们是家里人，我们就有一份家里人应有的责任。
So once you are considered as a family member, then you have a duty and responsibility as a member.
当我们看到教会有欠缺的时候，我们要站起来，站出来，和我们的家人一起 去堵住这个缺口。
When we find out there are shortcomings in the family, we all need to take upon the responsibility and help out one another to fill up the gap.
而如果我们看到教会有需要的时候，我们也要一起为我们的家献上我们自己的心力，来补上这些不足的地方。
When we find out there's a need in the family, we all need to contribute to fulfill the need in family.
好，那我想跟大家分享的第五点，就是关注生命的成长。
The fifth point of today's sharing is that we need to focus the growth of the family.
我想就如同每一个新成立的家庭，新建立的家庭，他们都期待有一天可以带来新的生命。
Just like a new forming family, we all expect to have a new addition in the family.
我们也期待神家中的人数可以天天的加增。
We all hope and expect the number of the house, family members can increase daily.
所以我们的心有时候会随着神家中的人数而上下的起伏。
And oftentimes, how oftentimes our mindset start to go up and down, according to the number of attenders.
我们也常常向神祷告说，求神能够带更多的人到我们当中，好让万民都成为他的门徒。
How often we pray to God, may God bring His people to the, to church so that many can be saved.
但是神也告诉我们，教会不单只是一个神的家，它也是真理的柱石和根基。
And however, God said to us, church is not only the pillar and foundation of His house, but also is
pillar and foundation of truth.
And pillar and foundation of the truth.
每一个得救的生命都需要有真理的浇灌，才能成长。就好像我们家中出生的婴孩，都需要有家人精心的呵护和喂养，他的生命才可以健康的成长。
Everyone in the family must be nurtured and cultivated by the truth.
五六年前，从我们孩子过一岁生日的开始，我就尽量要在他每年过生日的时候，在我们家的院子里种上树。
Ever since Hannah's first year birthday, I began to plant trees in my yard.
我看到孩子和树一起成长，我觉得总是一件让人很喜悦的事情。
It is wonderful to see my child start to grow, and meanwhile seeing the tree also start to grow at the same time.
那我这里有一张相片，那里面呢是我们栽种的两棵生日树。
And here is a picture of the birthday tree I planned for Hannah.
是生日树，不是生命树。
It's a birthday tree.
这两个树我们看到其中前面这一棵已经显得蛮粗壮，而且我还有时候必须要去剪那些枝，否则这些枝都会落到我的那个车道上。
And as you can see, the big tree that is closer to us,it starts to grow quite big, and oftentimes I need to trim the tree, otherwise it will become too big and start to cause problem for my driveway.
那另外一棵树我们看到还非常的，就远处的那棵树看上去还蛮细小，好像一阵大风就可以把它吹倒一样。
And however, the other tree there is, it looks much thinner. It seems to be weaker and can be blown away by strong wind.
有些很认真的弟兄姐妹可能会说，你照相的这个角度，前面的总是会看得比较粗，后面会看得比较细。
And people may say, well, that's because how you position your camera. That, of course, the one that's closer to the camera, it may look thicker, and the one that is away may look thinner.
所以我就照了另外一张。
And therefore, I took another picture.
我是同样的距离，离两棵树，同样的距离照的相。
Now, those two trees are with the same distance away from the camera.
你可以看到左边那棵树很粗壮，右边的那棵很细小。
And as you can see, the one on the left is big and strong, and yet the one on the right is thin and small.
那如果我告诉大家说，左边粗壮的那棵树是 Hannah 一岁过生日的时候我种下的，大家能不能猜一猜右边那棵树是什么时候种下的？
If I tell you the one on the left was the one I planted when Hannah was 1 year old, can you take a guess when did I plant the tree on the right?
有没有谁想试一下？
Anyone would like to take a guess?
都是 Hannah 的树，对。
They all Hannah's birthday trees.
啊，大家猜不出来是不是？好了，我告诉大家答案。
If you couldn't guess, let me tell you the answer.
其实这两个树都是我在同一天、同一个时刻种下的。
And actually, those two trees were planted on the same day and same time.
而且他们是同样的树。
And they are also the same species.
好了，我想这样的一个谜底答案，是不是让大家觉得有些难以相信
？Is it hard to believe?
好了，所以有一天我也很好奇。我就挖开了这两棵树周围的土，想去看看到底是为什么。
Which also caused me wonder, the reason why they grow differently. And one day I start to, finding out, the reason I start to dug the dirt, around the trees.
我就发现这个粗壮的这棵树，它是生长在很松软、透水的黑土中。
And then I realized the one on the left, the big one, were planted in a black, surrounded by black dirt with, good soils and loose soils.
右边这个细小的树，它周围的土却是坚硬，不透水的粘土。
And yet, the one on the right were planted in clay, which is hard and there's no water can penetrate through clay.
所以你可以想象为什么这个细小的树它得不到它成长所需要的水和养分。
And therefore, it is not hard for us to imagine the reason why the small tree couldn't get enough water and nutrition from the dirt.
我们在神的家中，我们固然为得救的生命而欢喜快乐。
In the same way, in God's family, oftentimes we feel joyful for those new additions in the family.
但是我们也不要忘记我们要让我们的家成为那一片好土。
And however, let us not forget, may this home to be a ground full of good dirt.
这样得救的生命才可以成长。
So the good soil can cultivate the new life to grow.
否则的话，得救的生命信主多年，还必须吃奶，还是必须吃奶，不能吃干粮的属灵的。
Otherwise, no matter how many new lives happening in the church, they are still need to be fed by milk. They are not able to eat solid food.
那就像这棵小树一样，如果它遇到了生命当中的风暴，遇到了生命当中的烈日的话，它很快就可以折断，就会枯萎。
Maybe just like this small tree, when the storm comes, when the scorching sun, glare upon the tree might die.
我想新生婴孩的父母总是会带着孩子去做定期的回诊。来确定小孩子在各个方面的成长是不是符合预期。
The parents of newborn child, oftentimes we need to bring the child to see doctor regularly to make sure everything is okay.
因为我们知道父母的职责不是在他孩子出生的那一刻就结束了。
Because we realize the duty and responsibility of parents does not end when the child is born.
其实相反的，只是刚刚开始而已。
On the other hand, it's actually the beginning of their responsibility.
所以我们在同样的在神的家中，我们不但要做那个栽树的人，我们要做成为那关注生命成长的人。
And therefore, in God's house, not only we need to be the planter of the tree, we also need to be the one who cultivate the tree, the growth of the tree.
我们要关注小树的成长，让小树可以长大成材。
We need to focus and help the tree, help those trees to grow and make sure the tree can grow strong and big.
感谢神，我们在地上本来是寄居的。
Praise to the Lord, we are merely sojourner on this earth.
但他了解我们的需要，也体贴我们的软弱，他为我们设立了教会。
And yet God understands our need.He understands that we need church, and he established church on this earth for us.
好了，我们要切记，神才是教会的头。
Let us remember, he is the head of the household.
只有这样，我们的教会才会是属神的教会，而不是属人的教会。
And only by this understanding, the church can become the church of God and not church of man.
而且在教会当中，在神的家里，我们要遵守长幼的次序。并竭力地 经营维护弟兄姊妹间美好的关系。
And in the family, we need to understand the seniority, the order of how we conduct, and we must focus on good, to cultivate good relationship in the family.
这样的教会才会是一个有序的，而且是充满了主爱的家。
And therefore, this type of church can cultivate the love from the Lord, and this is a church with order.
而且我们教会需要成长，但这样的成长不单单只是体现在人数上。
And such church will grow, and the growth does not limit on the number of attendance.
也应该体现在我们属灵的生命上。
But rather our spiritual maturity.
教会的成长需要我们有一样的意向，一样的心智，一起来负担起家中的责任。
In order to grow for a church, we must share the same vision. We must take upon the responsibility for one another.
主耶稣基督已经成为神家中的头块房角石。
Jesus Christ already become the foundation and the cornerstone of his church.
让我们和他联合起来，来建造教会。让教会成为他真理的柱石和根基。
May we all join together and become foundation of his church.
也成为我们每一位弟兄姐妹在地上的家，只等到主再来的日子。
And may the church become our earthly home until we see our Lord coming again.